Welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable podcast, featuring Ted Ings and his distinguished guests. Each week, you'll gain valuable insights to level up your game in retail automotive's fixed operations. This episode is brought to you by BG Products, partners beyond product. And now, here's Ted Ings.
Welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. We are here now with the biggest name in Fixed Ops Digital. It is Owen Moon of Trade Pending, which recently acquired Fixed Ops Digital. Owen, congratulations and welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Thanks, Ted. I appreciate it. Glad to be back. It's a new year, a new season of Fixed Ops Roundtables, and I couldn't be more excited to be here. So thanks for having me.
Excited to have you. I saw a little preview of what you have in store for the audience today. So with that, I'm going to turn everything over to you because I know you can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, you know, obviously I've been doing a lot of sessions for you for these different roundtables and stuff. And sometimes we do, you know, panels and we bring in some great experts and really talk about some different things. And then other times when I feel like it's kind of a good timing, I you know, do sessions like this. So I thought kicking off the new year, I mean, you know, obviously we're at the end of January, you know, I think it'd be really good just to kind of talk a little bit about kind of where we're at, right? I mean, everyone has a reset. Let's talk about it. And, you know, really from my angle is, you know, what does it look like from an online service marketing opportunity? And then really how to turn your dealership into a service marketing machine. I think that's something that obviously we've really championed over the last 5 years prior to, you know, being acquired by Trade Pending. And I don't see that mission slowing down anytime soon. So as you mentioned, I am a director over at Trade Pending, was also the former CEO and co-founder of Fixed Ops Digital. And so you can have my contact information there. If anybody wants to reach out to me directly, definitely can find me all over social media, that type of thing. So if you look at Trade Pending right now, obviously they're growing, right? It has a couple key acquisitions last year, one of them being SnapSell, which is a video platform, and then obviously FixOps Digital. So it really kind of completes the whole product suite for them. You know, they were really big with a lot of variable products to help consumers and dealerships connect with their trade tool, their payments tool, different things like that. Obviously bringing SnapSell in, we now have video as an option to be able to help dealerships talk to consumers through video, both on the sales and on the service side. And then obviously with FixOps Digital, we've got our service specials management software that helps us, you know, give more information to consumers on the website, that type of thing. If you look at the state of the market, really is what I'm going to talk about, right? Some really great information came out recently. A lot of this was Cox Automotive, but some of it was also in other areas. So we kind of compiled it. I wanted to give you, you know, just everyone kind of a snapshot, right? A couple of key things that stood out for me is that, you know, America is sort of behind on service right now. It's really interesting where, you know, 29% of people are actually past due on oil changes. And 44% of people are past due on tire rotations right now. So, you know, this tells me that, you know, as an industry, we have a lot of opportunity and we got to get in front of people. And so, you know, today we're going to talk a little bit about some of those ways that we can do that. But, you know, this also tells me that consumers are falling behind a little bit and, you know, we've got to make it easy for them to be able to get their special or their services, you know, that they need on their vehicles. If you look at, you know, kind of this holistically, you know, dealership service departments, we're losing market share, but I think we're also losing trust. You can kind of see here from 2021, we were about 35% of all service visits inside the United States went to a franchise dealership. This last year, we actually dropped to 30%. And, you know, it's really amazing to me because as we've sort of kicked that door down in 2018 and started, you know, really putting a focus on, you know, being more transparent and trying to build trust with dealers, we actually are losing trust as an industry. And I think part of that is just, you know, we've had a lot of issues with personnel and turnover and different things like that. And so I feel like it's fixable, but, you know, it's definitely something that, you know, as a guy that's out there talking to dealerships every day, we definitely need to focus up. So I mean, one time, and I hear it a couple of times, is like, you want to know the health of your service department? Walk through your service center about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, what does it look like, right? Is it a ghost town? Is it a ghost town? Is it, you know, technicians cleaning up their tools, or are we backed up and are we busy and we're, you know, trying to knock out those final, you know, appointments and repair orders before the end of the day? So, you know, if you're looking at it, even if you're a marketing person and you want to really know kind of what opportunities we have, just just meander back there about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I think you'll get your answer. So definitely, and that wasn't me. That was somebody else that had come up with that and said something about that, and it really kind of hit home. So I wanted to make sure that I got that out to everybody else. So why has trust with franchise deals eroded, right? There's a lot of different reasons why people return to the dealership. I think what really stood out to me here is that, you know, we still have about a 54% of the consumers in this study that said that they trust the dealership. So I think that's good. Yeah, obviously, you can kind of see, right, past experience, a good purchase experience, their vehicle was under warranty, under service contract. And then, you know, had a really good introduction to the service department. I think where I look at this and the challenge I see is, look at how much we've dropped in a couple key areas since 2021, right? So we're down 8% in the dealership trust. We're down 4% in that they had a really good experience while they were at the dealership. And then we're down 5% in that we actually made that introduction, that sales to service handoff that we always talk about. Easily fixable, right? Easily things that you know, we're sort of, you know, tripping over our own feet when it comes to that experience. And I think that's something that as an industry, we really got to tackle, whether it's a trainer or a fix ops director, or just somebody that is in charge of working on processes and making sure that customers are getting taken care of the right way. Another thing that I thought was very interesting was the average vehicle has now gone over 13 years, right? That's interesting because as a marketer, I look at that as opportunities, right? We have all these different services that we want to help, you know, with for customers. But if people are trading faster, we're not getting into those late ownership services. We're not getting into those tires and those brakes. Most of that is sort of being, you know, being done after a customer trades. So the fact that the average vehicle on the road today is over 13 years means that it's opened up a whole opportunity for these additional services, and dealerships have to prepare for it. You know, some dealerships aren't necessarily set up to handle brake services and things like that just on a whim, right? I mean, yeah, we can do them, but is it something that we've really put a focus on and maybe positioned our personnel and our staff and just our processes around? So something to kind of think about as you're trying to prepare for 2024 and kind of what, you know, what I'm seeing out there in terms of, you know, the age of vehicles, you know, on the road. You know, one interesting thing that popped up on one study that we were looking at was that for the first time in the study history, dealerships were not number one in the fact that we're not the most preferred service provider. General repair shops have sort of, you know, catapulted us here. You can kind of see up from, you know, it's really small, but it's moving the wrong direction. And I think that's the concern that I want to get out there is that, you know, we are no longer the most preferred provider. And so that means that customers are definitely looking for other options. And so, you know, so that's obviously. And then you look at and say, well, why is that? Like, what are the reasons, right? So the first thing is location. Obviously, there's a lot of general repair shops across the country. I always say that between churches, liquor stores, and general repair shops, it's got about every corner covered, right? So I think that's a big thing. Prior experience, obviously, is another reason. Cost, you know, obviously, I think the last Cox study that came out a couple of years ago said that people were really looking at cost and convenience as why they go to the independents. You can see that the dealer has an opportunity to sort of win the customer by vehicle knowledge, right? Knowing the vehicle, having the right equipment, different things like that. Convenience is another thing. And, you know, those are all, you know, big parts of what, you know, what we're talking about here is, you know, these are all issues with consumers and why we're losing that trust. So what are we going to do about it, right? And the old famous Twister Sister song, we're not going to take it, right? So what are we going to do about it? And I think that's why I'm excited about it. It's not so much that I'm obviously that all that data is kind of doom and gloom and, you know, sort of negative, but, you know, it also gives us opportunity. And I think that's where, you know, we really focus on this is, you know, what are some of the key elements of winning back that market share, right? And so I'm going to focus on a few. There's others, but okay. The ones that I'm going to focus on are transparency, repair financing, helping people helps you, vehicle acquisition in the service lane, tell the world, and then obviously measure what matters. So let's kind of run through these real quick. You know, I've been screaming from this for 5 years now. For all the love of all things holy, put service pricing on your website, right? Let's not be the $10 off coupon. Let's not be the 10% off coupon. Let's make sure that we're transparent, especially on more of those core services, those everyday services, things like that. You're doing a spend and save, you're doing a happy hour special, you're doing a winter special. That's where you get into some of the discounting and the packaging up and things like that. The other thing that, you know, you've heard me talk about several times, Ted, is focusing on all of the profit centers, right? General mm-hmm. service, late ownership, tires, accessories. You know, I'll keep preaching this until I feel like we've gotten there. It's let's focus on more of these services, because when we lose tires, we lose the rest of their oil change and general maintenance business. When we lose tires, we lose the opportunity to upsell them to another vehicle down the road. So it's all connected, right? It's not just about, you know, getting some tire business, because a lot of dealerships don't make a lot of money on tires. It's what happens if you don't get that tire business and the long-term effects. So definitely focusing on all those profit centers, I think, is still very important in 2024. Another thing is using video, right? I kind of mentioned a little bit that, you know, Trade Pending acquired SnapCell back in August. You know, it's because video is becoming a huge part of how we communicate, right? First off, seeing is believing, right? If a technician is out on a video showing things that are recommendations on your vehicle, customers are going to believe it, and they're going to understand it more if they're actually showing you on video. It's also a better communication. You know, it's not just a put together email or a text message. It's actually, you know, kind of that audio one-on-one type of thing. And it's also built some relationships. You've got people that are real life, you know, in the flesh experts telling you, the consumer. So this video right here, I'm going to play it here real quick. It's just a quick video that a technician did, kind of showing some of the things that he recommends to that customer and doing it through this, our SnapCell platform.
Hello, my name is Justin. I'm a technician here at Midland Honda, currently taking a look at your Honda Odyssey. Got a few things to show you. So right here, your front rotor's got quite a bit of rust on it, on both sides there, and also along the inside here, and that's actually causing a pulsation. And this discoloring is actually causing that as well.
So on the pad here, you can see that there are some heat cracks that actually fails the pad, even though there's still a little bit of thickness left to it.
On your rear brakes, you can see that there is rust as well along the inside here and there. And along with the outside, you can see there's this ridge that runs right along there, and that the rotor is actually bluish in tinge, and that is causing a pulsation, causing the rotor to fail.
Brake pads here, they're a little thick. They're about 4 millimeters, and you can see there is a little bit of cracking right through here, and that's also causing that to fail as well.
This side here, these pads should be able to come out free, and they don't. They are stuck in there. The other side was actually seized, and I had to use a hammer to hit them out. Right here is your tread depth. You're at 1.96 millimeters on your front right. That actually fails due to it not being 2 millimeters or more.
This one here is at 2.5. That just barely passes. So I'm still going to recommend that you do tires as well, because right along here, this wear is not good for the vehicle at all. That's along even this left rear tire right here, and also on your right rear right here.
Other than that, I'd like to thank you for servicing your vehicle at Midland Honda.
So they're just another example of a, you know, way to use video. Obviously, you know, you've got to have some comfort level with your technicians and your service advisors and things like that. But I see this as becoming more and more a part of how dealerships are communicating to their customers.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about recalls. I know this is, I got a lot of info here. I'll focus on a few things, right? Recalls are huge right now. The average recall is $387. It's affecting about 55 to 60 million vehicles. That's a $21 billion potential revenue opportunity, right? It also is also part of that is that it helps us with our competitive advantage. The OEMs are the only option for the recall right now, right? So our franchise dealerships have that competitive advantage to be able to bring those consumers into the dealership to get that recall done. Again, if they're not doing normal maintenance, if they're not coming in for that ongoing maintenance with you, this is a great way to bring them into your store, right? It also, you know, brings in other opportunities for revenue. 75% increase. This is by a company called Recall Rabbit that just actually rebranded, but they had a report that came out that said there's a 75% increase in customer pay services during that recall appointment. So you might come in and get that recall done, and that's not going to cost you anything as a customer, but it's all the other recommendations that they feel like, hey, since I'm here and I'm already getting this recall done, let me handle these other services. So definitely a lot of great value in putting some recall, you know, emphasis on your business for 2024. Talk a little bit about, you know, for us, it's all about keeping customers on your website to look for recalls as well. We have obviously a recall lookup widget on our, in our platform, but it, you know, it keeps you on the website. Repair financing. Let's talk a little bit about that. You know, we know that consumers are struggling. They don't have money to complete these repair orders. In fact, less than 50% of all repair orders are actually completed. And so by offering repair financing, by advertising on your website, by making sure that customers are aware of this service, it closes that gap between turn down service and actually completing that service. So at the end of the day, I would say definitely make repair financing part of your process, and you'll see that you're going to drastically increase that customer pay, you know, opportunity. Vehicle acquisition, I won't touch on this too much, but obviously, you know, it's harder to get vehicles. We know that the auctions are expensive. Let's have your dealership figure out a you know, better way to acquire some of those vehicles in the service lane. This can be done through service. Somebody has a $3,000, you know, repair that they need to get done. Let's use a process to actually, you know, get that customer to maybe trade up. Now, that might affect us from a customer pay standpoint today, but it's going to, you know, get a customer back in with a new vehicle. We're also going to get that internal work. So at the end of the day, it is still a team effort here when it comes to vehicle acquisition in the service lane. And then tell the world, right? Once you kind of build the foundation, there's a lot of great ways that you can get out and talk to people. Paid and organic posts, having fun with video, plain text emails. I know everybody wants to put all these images and movement and all that stuff on your emails. Sometimes it's better just to have a plain text email explaining what you want to tell them. And that way, you know, you're going to get through spam filters and all that. And then obviously utilizing Google Business Profile, which is a great asset for dealerships right now to get information in front of consumers. So I got to show you guys some more video. This is a fun one that Matthew Davis, our marketing director, put together just to let customers know that they need some tires before heading on that that Christmas trip. So here's that that video.
Smell that? Better than that heady piney aroma from a Fraser fir. That's the smell of new rubber on the new set of tires that you probably need before heading over the river and through the woods of Grandma's house you go. We got great specials on tires, tire rotations, oil changes. Let us get you set up for the holiday season. We'll see you down here at Trade Pending Dealership. Check out the landing page for specials.
Cool. So, you know, Matt, not everybody has a Matt Davis to keep things light, but, you know, there are some good people in your dealership that I'm sure, you know, have grown up in the video world and would love to take part of that. I've seen more and more internal employees taking advantage of video, both on the sales, obviously, and on the service side. And the last thing I'm going to say, and I'll kind of end it with this, is that let's focus on, you know, not just marketing and not just promoting on your website, but let's try to figure out the best ways to make that connection to your dealership, right? So we really focus on the four key actionable engagements, we call it, that we feel really create those revenue opportunities. Scheduling service, obviously that direct connection with your online scheduler. Click to call, connecting you with your customers with your service BDC. More and more dealerships I talk to are investing in service BDCs, which is great. Let's keep them busy, right? And then there's a couple other ways that we can connect with dealerships through our platform, where if somebody wants to save their offers to their phone or get a recall lookup, obviously that contact information will then go to our dealerships to be able to do some outreach and that type of thing. So, you know, really with that, Ted, I'm going to kind of push it back to you. You know, 2024 is definitely the year of online service marketing. Yeah. I feel like it's evolving, and I feel like dealers are really starting to embrace it more than I've ever seen in the past. And, you know, we're really proud of the fact that we sort of kicked that door down 5 years ago, really grew through all this. And now, obviously, being part of the Trade Pending family, it gives us so many more resources and opportunities to talk to dealers, you know, throughout the country. And I'm just excited for a big year. So with that, I'm going to kind of turn it back to you. There's my contact information if anybody needs it again. But Ted, back to you, sir.
I got to get used to saying that. Owen Moon at Trade Pending. And you're right. This is the year, the breakout year for Fixed Ops, everybody. Owen Moon is the leader. You see his contact information up here at Trade Pending. Owen, end of the week, are you going to be out in Las Vegas?
Yeah, heading out to at ADA. We've got a couple booths. We have our FixOps digital booth in the North Hall. And then obviously Trade Pending has, you know, we have our booth in the West Hall with Trade Pending. So feel free to stop by either booth. We'll have different people from both the sales side and the FixOps side at both booths. And, you know, one of the things that we really are working on is sort of that integration between everything. And, you know, that's a work in progress, obviously, but a lot of really smart people in the Trade Pending organization that, you know, now my team has rolled into with the different departments and things like that. So overall, I couldn't be happier, Ted. And, you know, 2024 is going to be a big year. There's going to be some challenges, but I think we're ready for the challenge. I would say dealers are resourceful and relentless, and there's no difference today. So
very descriptive. I like that. That describes you too, Owen, and, and your team there. Owen Moon, everybody, helps so many dealers here at the FixOps Roundtable. And it's time, beginning of the year now, to, as he says, wipe the slate clean and look at what we need to do in fixed ops. So Owen Moon, everybody, Trade Pending here today at the Fixed Ops Roundtable.